Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
Well, it's a very, very wet and windy Wednesday here. And poor Marion, you've just hot-footed it from the hospice, haven't you?
I have. I was blown and, in.
You were. Very snazzy coat I noticed out there. Yeah. Really nice. I got my eye on that.
Yeah.
That came from the hospice shop.
Oh, did it? Well, doesn't that just tell you something about the hospice shop?
Yeah.
Well, I've got some fabby things from there. Really nice dress. Yeah. Sorry, James.
Stay inside, and you'll dry out with us, because there'll be lots of warm things over the next hour. We've got plenty of events coming, Marion, at the hospice. But first of all, last night, Tuesday night, that was your craft night. Did you get many people along?
Well, we get a regular group of about 8 people, but we were all discussing, actually, we'd like more people. So I'm throwing out an invite to anyone that would like to come on a Tuesday evening between 6:15 and 8:30 to come and join us for craft. We are just thinking about embarking on some mosaic, so we're going to create our own Gaudi garden.
No!
Tell us more.
So, do you provide the materials for this?
We ask for a donation towards materials, but yeah, we provide the materials.
So you say Gaudi garden, it'd be outside, like is it the Jardín de Güell in Barcelona?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. So that's our inspiration. But yeah, we are going to, there's a section of the garden where we want to do some panels. So that's our inspiration. So we were looking at Gaudi's work last night.
It's very organic, isn't
yes,
it? The sort of curves and the bright cut. That's an amazing park, actually.
Yes, isn't it?
And the benches are all covered in the mosaics.
Yeah.
And so do you have to have very special materials to be resistant to British weather?
Well, marine ply.
you're in the right place to get that.
And for mosaic tiles that we bring in, and just external sort of grout and materials, really.
Wow.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
I have done outside mosaicing before, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
A pond before, which was quite a project. But what's brilliant about mosaic is that anyone can do it, and it's a bit like doing a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you can do, and you can do a little bit at a time. You can sort of see it laid out and just lay a couple of pieces, and then, no, it's not a pressured activity.
So this is going to be the Chelsea garden, is it?
No, I wondered about that.
Yeah.
No, it's a little area along the side. So,
right,
so, yeah.
Yeah, I was
and
a bit worried about
so will there be something therapeutic going on? I mean, will you be issuing mallets so that your so that your team can smash up the tiles? You can see where I'm going with this.
I can see where you're going. It will be very therapeutic by nature, but there will not be no mallets.
No violence. No destruction. Okay. Will there be wine?
No, what I was going to say is, will there be anybody from the Roman villa?
Oh, I don't know.
I think we should get Spencer along. No, Fraser. No, Spencer. Spencer.
Spencer.
No, I had this problem. I think you've seen it before.
Yes.
That the names Spencer and Fraser, somewhere in my head, they're completely interchangeable. I think it's probably because... Are they both Scottish?
No, I don't know, but Spencer, who's at the Roman Villa and not leading your lovely choir, Spencer at the Roman Villa has a brother called Fraser, which actually...
Which makes it even worse.
I wonder if Fraser's got a brother called Spencer.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have to ask.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to that. But anyway, winding back, the upshot of all of this is people are very, very welcome to come along on a Tuesday night to join Marion's craft classes.
Yes.
And, you know, you could turn up and be surprised by what you do at those craft classes, because it's anything from sort of quilting and sort of stitching and pottery. And
silk painting, glass painting. And we did mosaics before, but on a small scale. So, and people have really enjoyed it, so we thought we'd do something else.
And fabulous.
You don't need a connection with the hospice. It's open to everybody.
No, anyone can come along.
And is there wine?
You can bring your own wine. We don't provide it.
Yeah, hang on. Is there wine?
I just wondered if it helps the creative process.
Well, it probably does.
Yeah, well, let's have a track, and then we can talk about some hospice events which do involve wine. M People and One Night in Heaven. And it's heaven having you listen to us here on Vectis Radio. Oh, that was so cheesy. And so,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
We're going now.
I'm sorry. I feel like one of those 70s Radio 2 DJs.
Yeah.
Except I'm not in jail.
Hashtag me too.
Now, Judith, you were talking about events that involve wine.
I was.
The good news is there are quite a few of those coming up at the hospice, because in the John Cheverton Centre, as we keep reminding people, there are these wonderful musical events that happen on the first Thursday of every month. And the good thing about February and March is because they have the same... Well, February has 28 days. There was one on the 1st of February. There is one on the 1st of March, and they're £10. They also involve... wine, so Judith, you don't need to go without, and they also involve canapés, don't they?
They do, and they're always delicious.
They are absolutely,
and so beautifully done, aren't they?
Yeah, well, there's going to be some high octane rock and roll classics with a twist. Now, I think we should tell Chris Sullivan about this.
Yeah, we will. We'll tell him when he comes in at 4.
At 4, yeah. Yes, because that's just up his Strasse. And that's going to be at 7:30, I believe. £10 only. All you need to do is contact Tina Groves on 217-311 or email tinagroves at iwhospice.org. And, yeah, it's 5:55s, high-octane rock and roll classics with a twist. I don't know whether there are five people aged 55 or what it is, but I suspect it is five people aged 55, as this is the Isle of Wight, but there we go. Anyway, we will be back with some more wonderful events that the hospice is organising, some prizes the hospice has won, and also something you can do with your hat. But first, here's a little bit of Taylor Swift. Well, I think you have to call that a schmoove classic. China Black there, and Searching. I was searching for Judith a bit earlier, but I found her now. She's in the studio here with Marion and me. This is the Hospice Show. It's 28 minutes to 3. And let's talk about hats, shall we? Because it's the third year of a special event that happens just once a year, and it's called Hats for the Hospice. And I think the idea is that you either put it on your favourite hat, or you make a hat. Now, Marianne, this could be something
project,
for you.
Could
be
yeah.
a nice project. And you could, you know, have a party, throw a party, if you like, to wear your favourite hats. It's not just for the ladies. It's for men as well. So all those men who drive Rover 200s over the downs wearing cloth caps, they can join in with
selfie.
This. Yeah. And the idea is, when you've got your favourite hat on, whether you've made it or you've been given it or... You just like a hat that you found in a Mountbatten charity shop.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah. You just put it on, then you take a selfie. Now, this might be difficult for that man in the Rover 200 who always gets in front of me on the downs, but because I can't imagine, given his technological progress with that car, he is able to take a selfie. But if you are able to take a selfie, you should then share it with the hospice. And what you do is you go to a hashtag, and it's hashtag hats for the hospice. How easy is that? And then you can make a donation.
Right.
And it's very easy to make a donation because all you do is text hats 18, £2, or whatever you'd like to donate, to 770. So you send a text that says hats 18, £2, to 770. And that way you can give, or you can go to the Just Giving page, Hats for the Hospice there, and make a donation as well. And the other thing is, if you like bowling, I know it's all a bit odd, not the sort of green grass bowling, but if you like Super Bowl bowling, the Super Bowl at Ryde is doing a special hospice night on the 23rd of February. I should have said it's all on the 23rd of February, this. And if you wear a hat, it doesn't have to be your favourite hat. Well, you could tell them it was your favourite hat. They will make a donation to the hospice. How about that?
James, I'm slightly confused. So if I want to take a selfie of me with my favourite hat, I have to wait until the 23rd before I send it to the hospice?
Well, I'm sure they would accept it before then.
And
but the idea is that on the 23rd of February...
Right.
You know, it's like a special day. It's like Pancake Day. So you can have a pancake today, for example.
Right.
We had some lovely pancakes yesterday. But, you know,
it's sort of like jeans at work day.
It's preferred, I think, if you wear your favourite silly hat and take a photo of it and take a selfie and make a donation.
All on the 23rd.
All on the 23rd.
And can I
ask, nobody's going to say, don't make a donation until the 23rd. No.
And is there a chance that my picture could go up on the website?
Well,
is there a competition element as well? I mean, is somebody? I mean, is Nigel
I think you would go up
Marion,
on the website.
Going
if you
to choose
it.
The best.
Yeah, no, you will be.
That's me.
just
handy hint.
And which hat would you wear, Judith?
Oh, it's secrets.
Okay.
And, yeah. Secret at the moment.
How about you, Marion? Have you got a special hat that you would?
I haven't, but actually I'm thinking that maybe I should make one on Tuesday evening. So if anyone wants to come and make one with me.
I think it would be a wonderful idea next Tuesday evening at the hospice, at the John Shepperton Centre. Go and make a hat with Marion. I think it's a perfect idea. And, you know, people can always... how on earth would you start making a hat?
Well, I think if you've got an old hat or something that you pick up from one of the shops, bring it in. I've got my wonderful glue gun.
Yes, you told me during the adverts. Let's just talk about that a little bit more.
Glue gun.
Because this is a sentence I never expected out of Marion. My life changed for the better when I bought a glue gun.
Yeah. Sorry,
it sounds like American Psycho.
Yeah. In case Macca's listening, I should tell you, Marion, that Macca has banned the use of glue guns on Ventures Radio premises.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
I won't bring it in then.
Yeah, don't bring it in here. Why
weapons are so forbidden.
Now, hang on. I need to ask, why on earth is a glue gun such a great idea, Marion?
Because they're brilliant, because they stick things really well, really firmly, and they dry really quickly.
Right.
So even though I do like other glue things.
We're not going to go there.
Yeah.
The beauty of it is it dries really quickly, so you don't have to hold something for hours or clamp it.
Right.
You can just quickly stick a bit of glue gun.
And that's because the glue is heated, is it?
It is. Okay. But the downside, it's very easy to burn yourself.
Okay, well...
Don't try that at home, please.
don't try that at home. Well, anyway, that's Hats for the Hospice, an event which is taking place next week. It's actually on Friday, the 23rd of February. You can find more on the hospice website, iwhospice.org. But it's a great way of pimping a hat you've just bought, hopefully from the Isle of Wight Earl Mountbatten Hospice charity shop. We'll be back in just a few moments after Wilson Pickett. Oh, baby, in the midnight hour. That was Wilson Pickett and the Midnight Hour. And I'm very excited for the hospice, you know, because it's just won a wonderful award, hasn't it?
It has,
yeah. Yeah, I think since we last saw you, Marion, the hospice has won a special award courtesy of Red Funnel. Well, actually, it's courtesy of the public out there, because they have voted Walk the White, which is the annual event where everyone effectively does a sponsored walk for the Earl Mountbatten Hospital, the best way of exploring the outdoors on the Isle of Wight. And on Thursday, the 1st of February, there was a wonderful awards ceremony at the Red Funnel My Isle of Wight Awards, and you got the award for that, so that's great. Which reminds me, Marion, I don't think you're walking the white this year, are you?
It's okay, we don't
we're not
going to
hold
spot.
It against you. Judith and I can't.
No, we have an alibi.
No,
we do have an alibi, because we're having to show a film for the Gardens Trust that day. But the rest of you, if you're listening at home, or if you're listening in the car, you have no excuse whatsoever. Walk the White is on Sunday, the 13th of May. Online registration is now open, as we reminded you a fortnight ago, and you can find out loads more about it on the Isle of Wight hospice website. Now, that's iwhospice.org. The great thing is, you can't say in any shape or form that the walk is going to be too long for you, because the hospice has cleverly made sure you don't have to do the full 26 miles. You can do a very short, flat walk if you'd like. And if you're a school, I think you can get away with 4 miles. Yes, Judith?
I'd just like to give a big shout out to the Ride Lions, who are marshalling the flat walk this year, as they do every year.
Yes, absolutely.
Great bunch.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be a great way of getting people together. And Marion, have you done it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
I know, and I am very tempted this year, so I may well do it.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, no, if you do, we'd like to send a drone along with you, if that's all right, because I think it'd be great to get some drone shots of Walk the White. And so many of our neighbours do it, and they have a wonderful, yeah, they have a wonderful time, and they're always up very, very early. Some people get up like at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock just because they want to be sort of streets ahead of the rest. Anyway, I'm afraid we can't do it, but there are plenty of registration forms available. Again, all you need to do is go to iwhospice.org. Here's Dua Lipa and Room for Two. There are room for not just two, probably 22,000 on this walk. That, of course, is Belinda Carlisle. And I Get Weak. Now, we've got to think about not just 1 week, but 4 weeks, because it's 4 weeks till the next hospice show. That's right, it's going to be on the 14th of March, and there are quite a few things coming up. We've just got time to tell you about two of them. Obviously, next Tuesday, Marion is going to be making hats.
Yes.
Which is wonderful. But the two musical events you should know about. This Saturday, the 17th of February, Richard Wilkins and Friends is going to be a recital programme of English songs, French chansons and German Lieder, which have all been exactly the same thing, of course. Songs. And Barbara Howells is soprano. Chrissy Ackland, mezzo-soprano. Karina Mansour is mezzo-soprano. Robin Lang is tenor. And Richard Wilkins is accompanying them. It's a bargain price. It's only going to be £10. And there's also going to be a cash bar, and especially for Marion, a raffle. Tickets are going to be available on the door. £10 each, as I said. 752-424 is the number you should call if you'd like them in advance.
And where is that, James?
Freshwater Memorial Hall.
That's the Memorial Hall. Okay, yeah, thanks. Saturday, that sounds great.
This Saturday, the 17th, at 7 o'clock. So lots of lovely songs from France, England and Germany. And then, of course, HRH, the Prince of Wales, has got a very, very special harpist called Anne Denham. She is coming to the island, and together with the wonderful people from Harp on White, there's going to be two concerts, one at the John Cheverton Centre at the hospice on Friday, March the 9th. It's a long way away, but the next hospice show is after that, so we thought we'd tell you about that now. That's going to be at 7 o'clock, and Anne Denham is going to tell us everything about what it means to be official harpist to the Prince of Wales, because I wonder what other official people he has. Do you think he has a sort of official flutist or clarinetist, or do you think it's a Welsh thing?
I think it's a Welsh thing. Well, that's what I thought, that, you know, the harp, people think of it as the, I don't know if it is, but the national instrument of Wales.
Yes.
So I suspect, I mean, maybe he has an official bagpipe player as well, don't know.
Well, there's a question to ask him. If you go along on Friday, March the 9th at 7 o'clock, you'll be able to do that. And then again, the next night, Anne Denham is going to be playing at All Saints Church at 7:30. That's March the 10th. And she's going to be joined by local musicians, as well as playing from her extensive repertoire. And lots of funds from that will go to the Old Mountbatten Hospice, we're pleased to say. You can get tickets on 730 or 930. That's 730 930. Or just go to www.wegottickets.com. Well, but that's all we've got time for, I'm afraid. Marion, I haven't let you talk very much today. I'm terribly sorry. But we'll hear a lot more from you next time, and hopefully Fraser or Spencer or Spencer or Fraser. Spencer. Fraser. Fraser Simpson will be in the studio. Why do I always get it so wrong? So, Marion, thank you for joining us. We'll see you in just a month's time. And we're in a few moments going to be treated to Maureen Sullivan talking about something that is almost unmentionable.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best. I'll make my-